Now there is a very big evil which comes from within. And that is the subject of the last surah. Suratul Nas, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ See, I seek refuge from the Lord of mankind. Now this Lord, you know, is the translation of Rabb. What is Rabb? The owner, the sustainer, the provider, the developer, all these things go to make Rabb. Allah is the Lord or Rabb of the mankind. Malik innas. He is the king of all mankind. Sovereign. He is to be obeyed. His laws are to be enforced. His obedience is to be accepted. Ilahinnas. And the God of mankind. God, to whom you call for help, for any deliverance from any affliction that come to you. To whom you pray. And whosoever grants your prayers is your God. Ilah. So, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. These are the three attributes we may say of Allah. If you remember, these are the same which are mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ اور مَلِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ معبود إله this season. من شر الوسواس الخناس from the evil of the whisperers who whispers in the heart of the people and then receives and withdraws, goes back. من الجنة والناس whether he be from among the jinn or mankind. Now this is an attack through your own baser self. Not outside. Nothing is attacking you from outside. Your own inner libido, your own baser self is activated. So, now the sun is coming from within you. Although, this fire is ignited by him who is whispering in you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of this Quran and the courage to resolve that we should practice it, propagate it, and establish it in the world. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.